Radio. This is your host, Jason Marsteller, and I'm speaking with Coach Bob Gillett of the NCSA All-American Meet. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Hey, thank you.
First off, just wanted to give you the opportunity. Would you describe the NCSA All-American Meet for our listeners?
Sure. The NCSA All-American Meet has been a desired project that we've visualized many years ago when we started the NCSA. And we took on a major project of working with junior national and elite junior swimming in this country. And the All-American was one of those highlight projects that we wanted to do, and we never have been able to do it because we haven't had the finances. But we finally, after years of saving and working towards it, we finally have the ability to do this. And it's what the idea of it is to try to get something like the McDonald's basketball game, except for swimming. And we would like to have it where the swimmers have a real prestigious event and they have something that offers them goal direction, where they really strive in their training and while they're competing to try to make these teams. And it's going to be an east-west format, just like the other major sports that have junior elite competition like this. And the people were selected off of the junior nationals that were held in Orlando during March, and they have been divided into the east and the west, and they basically come from the eight finalists, and which we term in at NCSA as our All-American team. So these people are some of the country's best young swimmers that are 18 and under. And we're extremely happy to be able to give them this opportunity to have a really prestigious event that they will all remember for the rest of their lives.
Great. So you did start talking about the swimmers a little bit. So who are some of these top flight swimmers that are going to be attending the first event or the first year of this exciting meet?
Well, we have a number of them. From Curl Burke, we have Matt McClain, who did a great job in the sprinting at junior nationals, and of course Buddy Turner from Arizona, who is USC's top recruit this year, and then Corey Chitwood from Northern Kentucky Clippers. Those are some of the highlighters on the men's side. On the women's side, the high point winner was Melanie Roberts, who's considered one of the top 10 recruits this year going into college next year. And also Catherine Raitz happens to be one of my swimmers. Catherine won the 100 with a 49.4 at junior nationals and qualified for the team. And Dana Christ is on the team. One of my very favorites is Megan Braum of Fox Jet in Minnesota. It's kind of interesting. We did have a number of years ago, we had a domestic international trip when we went up to Paul Bergen's junior international championships in December a few years ago, when that team was selected off the junior nationals at Woodlands. And three of these people happen to still be of age where they can do this. This is going to be their final year that they would have a chance. Joanne Thomas from back east, Catherine Raitz, and then also Megan Braun.
Well, that sounds great, Bob. First of all, it sounds really exciting, and we're looking forward to it. We're going to come back and talk to you right after a short break. Swimming World Radio is provided to our listeners in conjunction with Swimming World Magazine. To subscribe to the world's leading independent resource for swimming, just visit swimmingworldmagazine.com and click on the rotating magazine cover to the left. Right now, we are offering our two-year Beijing special that includes premium access at a savings of 60%. Subscribe now. We're back with Bob Gillett, the organizer of the NCSA All-American Meet. Now, Bob, there sounds like it's a really exciting meet, so are there any interesting twists planned within the meet to help ensure that the team battle is interesting?
Oh, yeah, we have some things that we are trying to do that will make it fun for them. We think that the teams came out very evenly matched just from the natural selection of East-West, and although more people are certainly from the East, and we kind of skewed that. It's not west of the Mississippi, but it still is one of those things where it's East and West. Pretty well balanced, But we have an interesting twist. There can be trades. You can get traded. And the trade deadline is on 12 o'clock on next Tuesday night. And the coaches have their option of working out a trade agreement and try, if they feel like that their team is in balance, they have to offer up maybe a swimmer to get to a stroke or whatever. And then if they can't come to an agreement and they still feel like there's a huge inequity, they can ask for arbitration on it. And we have that set up a procedure for that. So that'll be a fun thing for everybody to watch and participate out once we get out in Hawaii. Another thing is we at the meet, we do have what we call a press. And if a team gets behind by a certain amount, then they can press. And if they press, then the points become double on the next event. And so they can put on and off the presses if they're if they get a little bit too far behind. And I think if offhand, if I remember, the press can occur if they get more than 20 points behind.
Well, that sounds like a great idea, and hopefully none of the swimmers decide to kind of be a Kobe Bryant and demand a trade while they're there. Just getting more into the history of where this event is coming from, I know it's the first year. Who all was really involved in the decision to try to start this meet?
Well, there's been the NCSA is a very unique alliance of coaches, and it's based to be a member of NCSA, you have to be an experienced coach and have the necessary background to help in those decision-making process. And then the way we do it is we elect a board from the membership. And again, most of these coaches are real stakeholders in the process. They're lifers. They're coaches that are really trying to, you know, fulfill their careers in the sport. And they're the board of directors, and then that planning was from there. Kevin Mylak, who is now the head coach at Blue Tide in Texas, has just been invaluable to it. He's done such a great job, and he's now the president of NCSA, and I happen to be the project manager of this All-American meet. And that's kind of the way the organization was set up to work on projects. And we do have other projects going that are like this. We want to help swimming. We're not just for the people who have programs and are members of NCSA. We want to help U.S. Swimming, which is the governing body of this sport in this country. We want to help them fulfill their goals by supporting them and being a real add-on to American swimming. We want to do whatever we can to help American swimming.
So what are some of these other projects that you have in the works for the NCSA?
Well, one of the projects that we have in the works right now is to continue on with the Junior National Meet itself. And we're hoping to try to get funding for it. And we've tried to work with equipment manufacturers or people that would have an interest in swimming to get funding for these meets. We would like to have a series of meets that involve five meets a year. One is the Junior Nationals in the spring, and we still need to do that. The U.S. Swimming, of course, is taking over the one in the summer, and we're very glad that they are and are involved in it. We want to have a home-and-home meet selection for the All-Americans every time, or not the All-Americans, the All-Stars of Junior Nationals, every time there's a Junior National. So during the spring, we want to have a home-and-home international meet.
Okay.
During the summer, even though U.S. Swimming is running that program, the NCSA would still like to make it a selection meet and select an all-star team that would participate in a home-and-home international meet for that meet. So that would make a real meaningful meet and a real prestigious meet for both junior nationals, both summer and summer and spring. The other thing that we wanted to do with the All-Star meet and the direction that we would like to go in the future is not to select, the All-American meet. We don't want to select it off of junior nationals. We want to select the All-American team off performances of all 18 and unders and then form the East-West teams and then go out to Hawaii and have the East-West dual meet. We would like to do that over the Christmas break every year instead of during the year. When you're in the year, you hit too many activities for the people and everything. If we could do it over the break, we think it would be more successful for the kids. And what an opportunity for the 18 and under elite swimmers in this country, if we could say, hey, you're one of the top 18 and under elite swimmers that are developing in this country that are 18 and under, you're in the top 100. And so we take a team of 50 for the East, a 50 for the West, 25 girls, 25 guys, and we do it every year. So every year the kids have something to really work for and to look forward to in competing in this really prestigious All-American meet for swimming, and that's where we want to go.
Well, the NCSA does sound like there's a lot of great things coming out from the program, and also with the All-Star meet and the All-American meet and with that home-and-home. But I just wanted to thank you for taking time out of your hectic schedule to talk to us today, to Bob.
We appreciate your coverage of the activities that we're trying to help U.S. swimming with. Thank you.
Personally, I'd like to let our listeners know how excited I am to be embedded in the meet traveling party this year. We're going to try some new things with regards to blanket coverage of the NCSA All-American meet. And I look forward to hearing from our readers and listeners as they let us know what they think about the coverage. Feel free to contact me at jasonm@swimmingworldmagazine.com to let us know what you think about the coverage. Thank you to Swimming World Radio's devoted listeners, as well as Michael Franti, for today's intro and outro music stemming from his album Yell Fire. This has been Jason Marsteller reporting on swimming from around the world.